Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. This is Olajide Malewangozi, CEO of ONE Syndicated Stations. And we're here tonight before we do the Jerry Petito Show to honor a man that has really touched us all. There is no other way of putting it. I was devastated when I heard the news of someone that I looked up to as a child. Seeing him at the Country Music Awards, being at the Grand Ole Opry. Charlie Pride is a person that is near and dear to my heart. A God-fearing man, loving all people. He was just a beautiful person. And to hear his passing, being a DJ, we want to make sure that we give him honor and tribute tonight. Before our Hall of Famer comes on, believe right now he's really, truly kissing the angel good morning.
One of the main men of all time in the Country Music Hall of Fame. That's right, superlatives.
Yeah.
How about a hand, ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Charlie Pride. Where are you, Mr. Pride?
Thank you. Ever a chance to meet old friends on the street. They wonder how does a man get to be this way. Always got a smile in his face, anytime at any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning. Better know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning. Love her like the devil when you get back home. People may try to guess the secret of our happiness, but some of them never learn that it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love. And the answer is in the song that I always sing. You got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning. Love her like the devil when you get back home.
All right. That's the way it's supposed to be right there.
Thank you to our 2019 Hall of Fame DJ Olasky for that incredible tribute to Charlie Pride. Rest in peace, Angel. Wow, so beautiful. Thank you for that, Brother O. Wow, so beautiful. You know, I did so many shows already this month that were tributes to great musicians that have passed on, and some of them were good friends of mine, and I didn't expect another one tonight. I didn't know him personally, but we all knew Charlie Pride, so rest in peace, Angel. So having said that, guys, everyone out there, welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of Beverly Nation. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Guys, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Hello, everyone. And I have a returning incredible guest on tonight. So, first of all, I would like him to say hello, and then I will give him a proper introduction. Say hello, everybody, to everybody.
Hey, y'all. How's it going? Adam Warner here. Glad to be back. Thank you for having me.
So, Adam, you know, I love you, man, and you already know that. I've interviewed you a few times, and Justin
Drummond
couldn't be on with us tonight. He said to say hello to you.
I appreciate it.
Yep. And I want to share something with my listeners, and even Brother O, who doesn't really know this, this is what's really cool. I log all my shows from day one to present, and I have this journal and has dates, times, everything, all my guests, information, blah, blah, blah. And I interviewed you on Beverly Nation October 20th, and we broke a record together, and we had 2,667,472 listeners. And
yeah,
that night just happened to be my 472nd show, and I shared that with you.
Yeah.
How crazy was that? Was that incredible?
Unreal. Yeah, I feel so honored to be a part of that. That was such a cool thing.
So that was really cool, and I just had to share that with everyone.
Yeah,
so,
huge day.
You know, we have a good hour. We have a good hour, but we have a lot of information, and I'm hoping we get like the first half hour before we get call-ins for you to share everything. Give a shout out to your manager first, Bill. Give a shout out to him.
Oh yeah, Billy Boy. Shout out to my good friend, dear friend of mine, also my manager, Bill Van Diver, for helping setting everything up. I appreciate him a lot. He knows that. I try not to brag on him too much. I don't want him to get too comfortable.
Well, I love him too. I've interviewed him.
No, he's so good.
About his God, you know, his God book, and I love him. But he wanted to make sure we got a lot of certain things said tonight. So he wanted me to mention this, and I'll mention this just to get this out of the way for him as well.
Sure.
Fear 30 will return January 4th, but there are still episodes coming up Monday, December 14th. With special guest Manny Blue, December 21st with special guest New Jersey's own Williams Honor, and December 28th with special guest country music artist Justin Biltonen, and doing a solo project aside from Three Doors Down. Okay, I had to just say that because I promised him I would.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is
Sorry,
go ahead. Continue,
no,
please.
I was just going to say, no, with Justin and all those guests, especially Manny Blue is going to be a great guest. He's a Canadian artist. But my near and dear friends, Williams Honor, they've been so good to me throughout the years. And they are a Jersey band, Jersey country. And they're just, man, they're so fantastic and just great, great people, as all of my guests are. But I have a special connection to them. Just because they've been so good to me since I've started this journey. And, I mean, they're so talented. I mean, they've opened up for Bon Jovi, Keith Urban. And I mean, their music is fantastic. And it's a cool change of pace for me too, because like, I didn't even know Jersey country was a thing, to be completely honest, until I met them. And they got such a cool sound though. It's just so unique to them. And just wonderful people. Reagan Richards, Gordon Brown, they make up Williams Honor. And, man, I love those guys to death.
So we're going to play a track, but before we do, I want to have everyone dial in. Please dial 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join. We are now on air from Lagos, Nigeria. So, yay. We're going to play a track for you, and then we're going to talk about it, baby.
Let's do it.
Well, there's a big stone coming, Lord. I think this one's been made. Hear the thunder, see the lightning, and rise a mile away. Well, they don't come. Katrina the time. There's a big storm coming along, and I think I know her name. But there's a lack of affection, a big old depression stirring in the living room. There ain't no protection to know which direction I ought to be running to. When I told her the truth, she went through the roof. She just couldn't understand how I spent this month's rent, calling on a losing hand. There's a big storm coming, Lord. I think this know her name. Well, I'm fine as wine, betting two of a kind till I hit that inside straight. Now I'm in hot water with the devil's daughter, and I got hell to pay. Well, she's sitting there stewing with her anger brewing, and she won't let me explain. With her temperature rising, the furniture flying, it's like coming down a hurricane. There's a big storm coming, Lord, I think this one's been made. I hear the thunder, see the lightning in her eyes a mile away. Well, they don't come much meaner. She makes Katrina look tame. Well, there's a big storm coming, Lord, and I think I know her.
Amazing. So, Adam, why don't you do this? Let's start with you telling us about Big Storm, because that's the album as well. Tell us about the song Four Square Miles, which we will play, because we want to get as much information right now out there as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Big Storm, Big Storm is the title track to my full-length album that's coming out. I believe it's going to be the first of the year, is looking like. We're going to try to get it out before then, but just with how Spotify playlists work and placements, it'll most likely be January. But Kim Williams, legendary songwriter, Country Music Hall of Fame songwriter, wrote that song. And first time I heard it, I just I fell in love with it. It just had so much energy about it, and I love the story of Big Storm, because I've found myself in that predicament before personally. So it hit home with me, and moving to like Four Square Miles, that's my current single. It's been doing great. I'm so blessed, and God's been so good to me, and I don't even like to call them fans or like family at this point, but they've just been streaming the crap out of that song. We just went over 102,000 streams on 102,000 streams on Spotify. And then the music video itself is almost 140,000 streams on YouTube. And it's just a humbling experience. You know, I wrote that song about my hometown, about my grandfather, the family farm I grew up on. And my hometown has 4,000 people. So knowing that 100,000+ people have tuned in, listened to that song, streamed that song, saved it to their playlist, it's just so humbling. And I'm just so grateful for that. It just to be able to tell my story and know that that many people from around the world can relate to it. I mean, it's just it's an amazing experience. I mean, it's been so, you know, as crazy of a year as 2020 has been, that's the one plus thing that has really hit home, and man, just made it a great year so far.
So, okay, so now tell us a little bit more. Tell us, you know what, let's do this right now, and I don't usually do this till close to the end, but I want to do it now because I really want to get all your info out there. Tell everyone how they can follow you. Let's do that now as well.
Yeah, let's get it out of the way. So for everybody tuning in, hey, I'm on my cell phone right now. So if you pick yours up and you go to Instagram, Facebook, go to Adam Warner Music, at Adam Warner Music. All my accounts are verified. There's a lot of weirdos out there that try to impersonate. I'll never ask you for bus money, and I'll never ask you for anything else other than to show up to my shows. So that ain't me if that's going on. But light my phone up, man. I want to see it happen. So Adam Warner Music for Instagram and Facebook, and the YouTube is the same. Subscribe. Like I said, we were talking earlier about Beer 30. It's a weekly show I do. It's live. I have all kinds of guests on there. Hopefully I'll have some people you know in the new year coming on. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great time. So definitely let's become friends. I don't like to say fans. I like to say friends, because hell, I mean, we're all friends. So I like to play country music, have a good time, and if you like that, then by golly, let's do it. Adam Warner Music. Let's go.
Let's go, baby. I love that. I love it. All right. So now, all right, so these are some talking points that we really need to talk about. So
yeah.
I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to tell you what Bill asked me to talk about. So I want to get that out of the way, because it's very important. So the talking points are your 4 square miles. Okay, talking points are, he wants you to talk a lot about Beer 30 and the show, and what to expect from you in 2021, because I really want everyone to hear all that. So you take the floor right now with that. Run with it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no problem. So obviously 2020 has been a little bit of a different year for everybody, not just music industry folks. And, you know, like last year we played 100-plus shows on the road. This year we had 100-plus shows canceled. So I wanted to be able to keep my band busy. I didn't want them to have to move home. I want them here in Nashville next to me. And also, you know, like, again, fans, friends that tune in and are used to seeing us out on the road, I wanted to be able to give them entertainment as well. So I started a show called Beer 30, and it's every Monday at 6:30. That's Central Time. And you know, Monday at 6:30 is Beer 30 for me. Sometimes it's a little earlier, but that's all right too. But, it's basically, I have my friends on, we talk music, we talk life. We play new songs that are coming out, songs people have heard, already, songs that are brand new that people haven't heard. And, man, we're just there to have a good time. So, I've had some of my best friends have been on. Lewis Bryce has been on, Josh Gallagher. He was a top 4 in The Voice. My good friend Mark Addison Chandler, Ali Cutter. The list goes on and on. I know I'm forgetting people, but that's just tune in. Every one of them are on YouTube. Y'all can watch those. My upcoming shows, I got a Canadian artist named Manny Blue. Great artist, very country, southern rock influence, which I love because that's right up my alley. And then, of course, like I was saying earlier, my friends from New Jersey, William Zahner, are going to be on there. And then closing out the year is Justin Billiton. He's the bass player for the legendary band Three Doors Down, and rock band. And he's branching out and doing his own thing in country music. And, man, he's great. He's an amazing – he's a great artist. So, and then we kick it back off January 4th of the new year. And we got some legendary artists coming up. The Queen of Bluegrass, okay. Rhonda Vent, is going to be on there. I went fishing this morning with my good buddy Jimmy Allen, and I'm going to have Jimmy come on and play some songs. He's, man, that boy, he's so good. I love Jimmy. And I don't want to give away everybody, but we got some legends coming on, y'all. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
You know. All right, so I want to ask you a couple questions. Tell us the story behind, because I love this title, Someone God Can Use.
Absolutely. So my good friend Mark Addison Chandler, he's an Army veteran, and he's very modest about his service, but he's a Special Forces guy, retired Army. So he did his 20 years and retired. And I look up to Mark a lot, just in the simple fact of how dedicated he is, one, to his craft, and just, again, because of service to our country. But Someone God Can Use came out of, there was two separate stories. So I was in church with my wife, and we were listening to the pastor's sermon. And at the very, and it was basically, it was a sermon about people that think that they're too far gone, and basically lost, and that someone like that, you know, God can't use them. And he wrapped the sermon up by saying, you know, Jesus didn't hang out with dignitaries; he hang out with, you know, thieves and prostitutes, and those are the people God can use. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're all sinners, and that's why he's here to save us. And when he said, you know, that's someone God can use, I literally looked at my wife right when it happened, and she gave me the look like, you better not be pulling out your cell phone to write that down. But I'm a songwriter, so that's what I do. So I looked at her, I pulled my phone out, and she kind of gave me a look, and I was like, I'm putting it back in my pocket. But I wrote the title down, Someone God Can Use. And very next day, it was a Monday morning, I went over to my friend Mark's house, and we were about to write a song. It was the first time we ever wrote a song together. And I told him, I was like, man, I got this idea. I don't know what direction to go. And I told him the title of the song, and I kind of put some lyrics out there. And he's like, that's so crazy, because I wrote a verse to a song a year ago, and I had no idea the chorus or the hook or where it should go. But listen to this. So he sang the verse that he had written out. And I was like, that's our song, man. That's it right there. So that's how we came up with it. It was just, I had an idea for a hook and he had a verse written. And then like in a couple hours we had a song. And that song is so special to me because 2 weeks later, I played it at the Grand Ole Opry House, and that was a pivotal moment for me. And just something I'll never forget. But yeah, I love that song. I love that song.
That's amazing.
And we both said the same thing. We're like, you know, we'd like to take credit for that song, but it was one of those things. It was a God thing. I mean, came together the way it was supposed to. And
got it.
We were instruments. We were just there to put it into play. So
it's amazing. Absolutely beautiful. The Grand Ole Opry.
Grand Ole Opry. I'll never forget that moment. Crazy.
Amazing. So now, let me ask you about Sunday Morning Country with Brenda Lee. Tell us.
Yeah, so that was the Grand Ole Opry performance. I met Brenda Lee about 2 years prior to that, and she pulled me into her dressing room, and she's friends with Bill, my manager, and she says, so Bill tells me you're a country singer. And I was like, well, I try to be. And she goes, well, sing something for me. So and sitting in Brenda Lee's dressing room in the backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, we pulled a couple guitars out, and I had a buddy of mine, I call him Peavy, but his name, he goes by Charles Peavehouse, and he's another phenomenal guitar player. And we started playing, and before we know it, I looked behind us, and we had a crowd of about 20 people backstage gathered around Brenda Lee's door, and we were just singing country songs together. And, you know, she was like, she just told me, any way I can help you, just holler at me, don't be afraid. And then when Mark and I wrote that song, Someone God Can Use, I said, I think I got a song that would go real well for the Sunday Morning Country. And we sent it to her, and she listened to it, and she goes, I think you're exactly right. And she booked us on the show, and we were on our way. So that's what got us to the Grand Ole Opry House.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
It really is. It really is. And
I mean, how do you
my
feel
wife and I,
thinking about it?
It's insane, really. I mean, telling my wife the same thing, you know, I don't really believe in happenstance or coincidence. I feel like God puts everybody in our lives at the time that they're supposed to be. And that was just one of those things. You know, it was a CMA weekend. We had been playing all week long for CMAs, the CMA festival. And, you know, I'm sitting back there at the Grand Ole Opry House with my guitar player, PV. And, of course, he's played there a few times with different artists as well. And, yeah, we were sitting in I'm trying to think who's – I think we're in – I can't remember whose dressing room we were in. I don't think it was Dolly Parton. It was either Dolly's or Wagner. I can't remember the dressing room we were in. But either way – It doesn't matter. I'm sitting there and I'm looking around and I'm just like, man, the people that, if these walls could talk, you know what I mean?
Right?
Like, I was just blown away. I was just trying to take everything in, because once you walk out on stage, it's just, it's the fastest, you know, 3 minutes and 30 seconds of your life, if you can imagine that. You know, like, you walk out, all you see is lights, you can hear the crowd, you can't really see them because of how bright everything is, and it's just like, am I really, I mean, I'm standing here, that's, I'm in the circle, you know, with,
that's crazy.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's just such a surreal, it's just a moment that I'll never forget, for sure. I mean, it was one of those, I can't believe this is happening right now.
Well, before we play another track, I just want to touch base a little bit more. You know, you mentioned Trace Adkins, you know, Semper Fi,
yeah.
And let's talk a little bit more about that and what the song means to him as a Marine. I really want to talk a little bit more.
So, yeah, absolutely. So, for those that don't know, before all the long hair, I was a baldy. I joined the Marine Corps late 2003, which was basically a 2004 contract, and I spent 4 years in the United States Marine Corps. Still to this day, I love singing country music, but still to this day, best job I ever had, best group of men and women that I've ever been around in my life. Just, again, that's kind of like right up there with the Grand Ole Opry experience as far as life experiences go. And, you know, fast forwarding a little bit through time, I moved to Nashville. I start writing songs, and again, God has been very good to me. I feel very blessed. And he, you know, everybody moves to Nashville. They want to write and sing with their heroes. I mean, why not? Absolutely. You know, this is the place for that. And I got to do that, with one of mine, and that was Trace Adkins. And, he recorded a song called Semper Fi, which obviously, me being a Marine, Semper Fi was one of those songs where I was just like, that one hits home, Bubba. And very first show I opened for Trace, we were in Peoria, Illinois, and there's a little over 5,000 people there. And, I had just come off stage and Trace was standing backstage getting ready. And I walked up to him and I wanted to tell him, like, hey man, the industry is crazy. I don't know how long I'm going to be on tour with you, but I just wanted to say, first of all, the song Semper Fi, one of my favorite all-time songs, me being a former Marine, or, you know, former Marine, but me being in the Marine Corps, that song really hits home with me. And I also know the guy that you co-wrote that song with, who was an Air Force veteran who had recently passed away. His name's Kenny Beard. And I just want to let you know how much that song means to me, and I can speak for a lot of fellow Marines that that song touches them as well. And I just want to say thank you for putting out a song like that. And that night, he ended up throwing it into his set, and he dedicated it to me. So my wife and I are standing backstage, and I hear Trace say my name, which is like, you know, Zeus talking down from the heavens, because that man's voice is so deep. And I looked at her, I was like, he just say my name? And she's like, I think so. And he said, this next song is dedicated to my friend Adam Warner. And I was like, oh, shit, I guess we're friends now. That's great. And then he started singing the song Semper Fi. And I was like, it was such an emotional, I didn't cry or nothing. I did a couple push-ups, you know, that type of thing. But that's kind of how it came about. And then after the show was over, we were sitting in his bus kind of cutting up, and I was, you know, thanking him for it. And in a halfway joking manner, I kind of said, you know, you should let me record that song. And Trace being Trace, the man of few words, he just kind of looked at me for a second. And I was like, ah, man, I might have crossed the line there. But he just looked at me and says, all right. And that was it.
So, you know,
so
what?
We
think we have a surprise for you, too, though.
What's that?
So you recorded that, right? I think we're going to listen to it.
I would love it. Let's do it.
Brother O is surprising us right now. Here we go.
I love it. Oh, perfect.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we will fight our country's battles in the air, on land, and sea. Thank you.
I sat in that long line of barber chairs, and the sergeant asked me, son, would you like to keep your hair? I said, yes, sir, as I heard those clippers buzzing home. And the sergeant said, well, hold out your hands, cause here it comes. Semper Fi, do or die. And so gung ho to go and pay the price. So here's the leather nets, devil dogs and jar heads, and Paris Island in July. Semper Fi. Sleep in my bed instead of a foxhole. I've never heard my boss tell me lock it low. Ain't no bullet holes in the side of my SUV, because the kid next door just shipped out overseas.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, you already know that. Adam, we have a caller in queue. So we're going to bring the caller on, and then there is something I want to say to you. So let's bring our first caller on. Hello, caller.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, sweetie. Who's calling?
The sports director, Derek Gibson. I was calling to show you some love.
Hey, baby, Derek Gibson, I love you, man. Tell everyone who you are. I love you.
Well, yeah, I'm the sports director for the Huddle Sports Nation. You know, I'm still on my spot tonight, but it's for
I know.
Someone every Saturday night at 9:30, and I'm just interested. Like I said, I kind of like the country music genre. It's the stories, you know.
Yeah.
That do it for me, and you know, the song that was a great song.
Thank you.
You know, you did a great job on it too. Actually, like, and it's just, I'm just here, you know, to support and listen, and you know, congratulate you on what you're doing, and keep it up.
Oh, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. That means a lot. Thank you.
So, Adam, this is Derek Gibson. Listen, I love him, and he gave up his spot for us tonight. He gave up his spot for us tonight.
Thank you, man. That's so lovely of you to do. That means a lot, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And we have another song we're going to be playing, Derek, so stay tuned, baby, because he's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
No doubt.
So, thank you, baby. So I want to say something to you now, Adam.
Sure.
So I had the honor and privilege of receiving a CD that these songs are not even really released yet. You're preparing to release them all.
Right.
But Bill asked me which one my favorite was and what I ask you about it. And I want to ask you to tell everyone about a song called Devil in the Mirror.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's another one of those songs. Like, first time I, Kim Williams wrote that song. And first time I heard it, it was just, I could relate to that song for a song that I didn't write myself. It was one of those songs when I heard it, I was like, oh my God, like, this is like, this is like, it was almost like he was in my brain and we were going through some of the same, same struggles. And, that's why I wanted to record it. You know, sometimes somebody can tell, it's hard to say that someone can tell your story, better than you. But, when I heard that song, it was definitely something that I related to, as far as like, I knew, the songwriter, regardless of, what his struggles might have been, and I know a few of them, but we definitely had some of the similar struggles. And when I heard that song, I first of all, that line is so catchy, and the story behind it was just man, it was spot on. Like I said, it was almost, I was talking to, because Kim has since passed on, I was talking to his wife about the song, and I looked at her and I said, I can't believe that this song has not been cut. And she was like, well, it's because it was waiting for you. And man, like, it just gave me goosebumps when she said that. Because I was like, you know, before I even asked her about cutting, I was like, man, this is just, I love this song. It's just like, it's almost telling a story. Like, it's telling part of my story. And I was like, has this song been recorded? And she said, his widow, Miss Phyllis, she said, no, it hasn't. And I said, I cannot believe this. She was like, I think it was because it was waiting for you. And I
you
was
just
like,
gave me chills. I'm not kidding you.
It was the same way for me when she said that to me. And I was just like, I had to take a moment for a second. I was like, it would be my honor if I could record this. I mean, I would love to put it on my album. And she was like, I think it fits you well. And I think Kim would have loved it if you could have put it out there. So, it was definitely an honor to be able to record this song, and it's one of my favorites too. I've been saving that song. I'm glad you actually brought that up. I've been saving that song. I haven't put it out anywhere. I've played it maybe two times in a live show just to kind of see how people reacted to it. But I love that song. I'm glad you picked that one. That's one of my favorite ones too.
That's so crazy. I mean, everyone out there, this was not planned.
I had no idea you were saying that. That was crazy. Like,
wow.
You put a smile on my face when you said that, because that's probably, I love that song. It's a great one.
You gave me chills. All right. Remind me after, we have another caller, but I want to talk to you about your performance on March 6th and Is a Reason Why. But let's bring in our next caller.
Let's do it.
Hello, caller. Hello.
Yes, hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sweetie.
This is Brother Strength, Terry Strength.
Hey, Terry Strength. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jersey Jewel?
I'm doing good, sweetheart. Say hello to Adam Warner.
What's going on?
Warner, how you doing? How you doing this evening, Mr. Warner? You're an extremely talented guy. That song was outstanding. Your version
Thank
of that song, was out there. Like, what is it about you country guys with these real deep voices? It's like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
it
man, it's all that.
So, it sounds so good on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it, man. It's all that bourbon and those left-handed cigarettes.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Yeah, the song you sang was outstanding. It was outstanding rendition of the song, and I'm really enjoying the show. Jerry B. Tito, you're doing a great job as usual, and I'm really having a good time enjoying the show. And I also have something special to say to Jerry B. Tito. Are you ready?
Oh, well, I'm sitting down.
She's sitting down.
So I want to congratulate you, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Signing, Jerry Petito, on her O&E syndicated station all-time connection record with her 42nd all-time and her personal best 12th consecutive. How you like that, girlfriend?
Okay, so listen, boyfriend. I love you. I cannot believe it. Adam, we did it again, baby. You helped me get there again. Terrence,
let's do it. I like it.
Don't leave until you tell everyone about your show, but I love you, and thank you for bringing this news to me.
Derby, listen, Adam, don't let her fool you. This is old news for her. This is old for her ass.
No.
She does this all the time. We all look up to her. My show is the Know Your Rights show, Terra Strength. My next show is December 22nd at 9:30, of course, and it's the Know Your Rights show with Terra Strength. You guys are doing a great job as usual.
Well,
I want to give an amazing shout out to Terrace, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. The guy is incredible, and his show is off the charts. Adam, if you get a chance, please check it out because he really brings the information. And I look up to him. I look up to him. Thank you, Terrace.
You look up to me. Okay. Okay. Adam.
I do.
All right.
I do. I love you. I do.
Those are kind words, and I really appreciate it. But you know, you're my mentor. You know, you and Hooney and Brotherhood. So,
I love you.
Thanks,
wow.
Bob. I'm gonna sit back and listen to the rest of the show. You guys are outstanding. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, sweetheart. So, Adam, thank you for being part of this again.
Yeah.
You helped me get there. So amazing, another one. So, all right. So here, you're gonna be doing a show. Hopefully, it doesn't get canceled, on March 6th at the Rhythm and Ribs Barbecue Festival, correct?
Yeah, I believe that's Tifton, Georgia, if I remember right.
Okay, so Tifton, Georgia, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the very next night is March 7th, my 60th birthday. So I'm hoping you could give me a shout out, man, and maybe record a happy birthday, Jerry.
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. Do you have a show
that
night?
Honey, what?
Do you have a show that night on the 7th? Are you doing a radio show?
Oh, you know what? I'm not really sure because I do so many shows. I can't even keep track.
Yeah.
I have my album. Let me know
because I'm going to be able to sing happy birthday to you. That's great. Heck yeah.
Okay.
Amazing. That
so
makes
even
me happy.
If I don't have a show that night, you sing it to
I'm
me.
I'm singing happy
record
birthday.
It, and you
yeah.
share it on my wall.
You got it.
I mean,
no problem.
You will make my year. You will make my 60th birthday incredible, off the charts.
We'll do it. I'm making a note as we speak and putting it in my calendar.
Thank you. I absolutely love you. March 7th is my birthday, baby.
Right.
Yes, the big one, honey, the big one.
that's an accomplishment right there. I like it. That's awesome.
All right. So, Brother O, you want to play another track? Are we ready for that 4 Square Miles?
Oh, yeah.
An open cab John Deere and a hand-me-down Ford. 100 head of Chester Whites, 4 kids and his wife. Granddaddy was a simple man and he loved a simple life. 4 square miles of home, where the corn's knee high by the 4th of July. Way to LA. Thought I closer to the sunset, but ain't nowhere near as sweet as those 4 square miles of home, where the corn's knee high by the 4th of July and the Embraer flows. And everything I know lies in 4 square miles of home. No matter how far away I get, I know I can close my eyes and dream myself back home to those 4 square miles.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about that song, but let's bring on our next caller, and then we're gonna talk about that song a little bit more. Because come on, let's bring on our next caller. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Jerry?
I'm good. How are you, sweetheart? Tell everyone who you are.
Ah, this is Poetic Jewel, Mr. Warner. It's great talking to you guys. I am the newest intern at OSE Dynasty. I got a chance to listen to some of your music, and I did get an opportunity to look at your family. You and your wife are both very beautiful people, and I'm excited to have the opportunity to speak to you.
Well, I'm glad you called in. Thank you.
Yeah, so
thank you.
I wanted to speak to you. Correct.
I have to say something to you first, girlfriend. Listen. Remember, I'm the Jersey Jewel, but you are the Poetic Jewel. You are incredible. You are incredible.
Thank you.
I think
so
you are. You're beautiful inside and out, and your show is off the charts.
I thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, my goodness. So tell everyone about your show, please.
Well, my first show will be on December the 30th. And we'll be going over, I do a lot of poetry, but on that night in particular, we'll probably be doing a lot of erotic poetry. So tune in December 30th at 9:30 to Poetic Jewel's show with O&E Dynasty. I look forward to it. I look forward to you guys calling in. You know, I'm going to need some encouragement. It's first time out, but I'm sure it's going to be great because this you guys have great energy, and I feel so welcome, and I appreciate the opportunity.
So,
Mr. Warner,
I cannot wait. And, you know, I cannot wait because I've heard nothing but incredible things about you from Brother O as well. And just your voice, I love it. So you are the Poetic Jewel.
Thank you so much.
Oh, sweetheart.
Thank you, sir. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate that. I wanted to speak to him briefly just about, you know, the stardom and coming out of the military after those years. I just wanted to just ask you this one thing. Did you know while you were in the military that you were going to be this big in country western music? Like, did you see it?
No.
Or did you just?
It was so weird. Like, I've been involved in music, man, since I was probably like 13 years old. And the funny thing is people probably never even guess it. But country music was not my like first genre of music at all. My very first band I started out in was a rock band. And then I moved on. Like, you're going to fall over when I tell you this, but I was a hip hop artist.
Wow.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, very much so. But the funniest thing, like, when I look back at it, like, between, like, rapping or hip-hop and country music, it's so close as far as, man, it's all storytelling. You know what I mean? You're talking from two different sides of life, but it's all storytelling. And I like the Marine Corps, too, like, being around – there's so many different types of people you meet. When I was in the military, you know, from as country as cornbread to, you know, from some of the hardest places, you know, Detroit, Bronx, Harlem, all over the place, you know, in the United States. And I'm a lover. I love so many different genres of music. It was so hard for me to really settle, especially as a young age. But I love the story, the storytelling aspect, especially with hip hop. You know, I'm a little bit, I like the older hip hop music, and you know, like just from Biggie to Wu-Tang to the Diplomats. People probably don't even know about Dipset over here.
All right,
but
I'm from Brooklyn, so I
but
love
you know,
that.
Like I love the storytelling aspect, and I translate a lot of that to what I currently do now, and that's being able to I feel like when you hear a song, you should be able to close your eyes and see it, you know what I mean? And like especially like in the hip-hop genre, you know, like if you listen to some of that older, like you know, from like the 90s, early 2000s, especially like Biggie was one of my favorite rappers of all time, and Jay-Z is my favorite rapper of all time, and I feel like if you close your eyes and you listen to one of those tracks, you can see what he's talking about. And it's the same
Absolutely.
Thing with country music. You know, like with this, my song, Four Square Miles, like the whole point of that song is for you. Like if you close your eyes and listen to the words of that song, you should be able to see it. And that's kind of how I approach most of my songs is, you know, when you listen to it, if you sit back and you're actually listening to the song, you should be able to see the song. It should put you in a place. And, I think that's the coolest part about music, to be honest. Like it should take you to a place. It should take you somewhere.
That's a love for the art and respecting it as an art form. I mean,
wow.
That's wonderful. It is really all of that. I'd love to hear that you were a rapper.
Yeah, I loved it. I was deep in the game. I had my whole crew and everything from my buddies from Detroit to New York City, like.
What's
we
the chances of us getting one verse from you? What is the chances of us getting one rap verse from you? Right
there it
now?
Is,
oh,
baby.
Man. It's been so long. That's a great question. It's been so long. It's like the mind is it's like a tool. You know what I mean?
She can
like,
give you a beat. She can give you
I'm
a beat.
About to be
I don't want to embarrass myself now. I haven't been down that road in so long.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Now you know me. You know I was about to do 8 minutes of funk. You know, don't. But you know what though? Thank you so much.
You oh my God,
Poetic Jewels, man. Thank you so much for coming on this program, man. You know what I mean? She's starting her mess already. She's already starting her mess as a host of O&E, and she's going to show you as an intern. So thank you so much, young lady.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, guys.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I can't wait to, December 30th for her. And, of course, one more thing we said that hasn't already been said. You know, Adam, you know, before I bring on the next caller, you know, I love your voice. You know, I'm a person, you know, just like Derek Gibson said, you know, I'm a big Randy Travis fan. And my father always taught me that country western is about the stories. And about what you tell.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate you tonight. And it's not my time yet. Amen. So I'm going. And then we're going to bring on next caller, Miss Jerry Petito.
Hello, next caller. Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, sweetie. Tell everyone who you are.
This is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I just wanted to tell your guest that I really, truly appreciate him for coming on tonight because I really needed this. I just needed to hear a lot of this tonight, and I thank you.
So say hello to Angela, please, for me.
Hello, Miss Angela. How you doing? Thank you for tuning in.
I'm a whole lot better now that I'm listening to this show.
Well, good.
I am. Thank you, Jerry, for having him. Thank you for coming on. Thank you, Brother O, for allowing us to come on and do these shows. I'm going. Thank you so much.
Girlfriend.
I love you, Jerry.
But I want to say something to you, girlfriend. Don't leave yet, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This show, you're not the only one that needed this show tonight. So did I. I was messaging Brother O. I'm on cloud nine. I needed this show tonight. And I've been praying for you and for everyone out there that needs prayers. And I want to just tell everyone a little bit about you. This woman right here is a hero. So I am hoping tomorrow night, as usual, that I get to pass the crown to her with her record-breaking show, because I am honored when I'm able to do that. Angela Thomas Smith, you are absolutely a hero to me, and your story has been out there, and to this day I talk about you in a loving, incredible way to encourage other women. Tell everyone about your show before you get off, please. I'm begging you.
So my show is called Walk in Purpose with Angela. I'll be on next week. We on next week. The 16th. I'll be on the 16th. 9:30.
Right, I'm on it. This is a different night for me. Right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. So you'll be on next Tuesday, and I'll be on the following Wednesday.
Yes. So, I forgot this was a special night for me. So, right.
It is. And it is very special. You know, I thank God for this show, and I thank Him for you. Keep spreading your love. Keep spreading love.
I love you. I love you. Special woman right there. Special woman.
That's awesome.
So, Adam, you're making everybody happy tonight. Everybody is loving
this show. It makes me happy. Good.
Before I might have another caller, or I did want to have you just tell everyone. We do have another caller.
Yeah.
Let's take our next caller first.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's see what they're about.
Okay.
Hey, Jerry. How are you doing tonight? It's Andrea.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. Enjoying the show. Adam, beautiful music. And I just wanted to call in and show my support. And beautiful show. Just keep it on. And bring in these good shows. Always enjoy them.
So, Adam, I want to tell you who Andrea is. Andrea Kaczynski, she has a show called The Voice of Hope, and she was also on O&E. So we love her.
Oh, really?
And, and she also speaks out and helps people as well and gives people some hope. Yes.
Nice. That's beautiful. Yeah.
So
thanks.
I'm glad you called in. Thank you.
Thank you,
sweetheart,
for calling. Yeah, absolutely.
You're welcome. Thank you. And, listen to the rest of the show. God bless
you, sweetheart.
Love you, Jerry.
Thank
all right.
You.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
So, Adam, I want you to be able to let everybody know a little bit more about some of the things that are coming up in 2021. I don't want you to forget to do that. So let's do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So like we were talking about before, Beer 30 will be coming on January 4th, the new season of it. Looking forward to it. Got some legendary guests coming on there. I don't want to give everything away all at once, but tune in. I promise you will not be disappointed. I'll be back out in Jackson, Wyoming in February. I'll be out there for a week. I'm trying to figure out the date that I'm actually going to be out there. I can't even remember it off the top of my head, but I finally got booked back out there. COVID had other plans for us earlier this year. So we didn't get to go, but I know I will be back in Jackson, Wyoming for a week in February. And then we were talking about with Tifton, Georgia. I'll be in Tifton, Georgia for that festival in March. The March 6th. Yeah, so.
Yes.
It's coming back. It's coming back. One show at a time. That's all I care about. We'll get there.
Okay. So beautiful. Well, now it's coming to the close of the show. And now's where I want to say, first of all, thank you to everyone out there listening. And the show is actually already posted on Facebook, guys. Yes, it is.
Oh,
I want to thank everybody out there who's listening. I want to thank Bill, our connection, right? We love Bill.
Absolutely. Wild Bill.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we love Bill. And I want to thank my 2019 International Hall of Fame DJ, Olasky, our honeybee, because he
Absolutely.
Did an incredible job tonight. And
my God.
Yeah, he is a guy. Let me tell you, he is a guy. He, you know, I know a guy, baby, and he's one of them. And
he's that guy. Yeah, he's my guy.
He's that guy. He made everybody smile tonight, bringing them your music. So I want to thank him for that. It
Man.
Was so needed.
Yeah,
tonight.
Absolutely.
So needed.
Absolutely.
And Adam, this is where I thank you as well. I want to thank you so much for gracing me and honoring me with another interview and another championship.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
I was glad to
Unbelievable.
Do it. I really enjoy it. Means a lot. Thank you for having me on. It was a lot of fun. I always enjoy it.
Well, I'm looking forward to my happy birthday song, and we haven't stopped here because we will get you on another show as well. I love you. So having said that, don't go anywhere, Adam, because I'm also going to be reading my poem at the end of the show. But here, having said that, everybody, guess what time it is? It's your mother's and father's favorite producer. It's Ngozi time, everyone. Brother O, let's bring him on.
Brother
O. Adam, I really want to thank you for, you know, this spot and this chance tonight. I want to also thank Derek Gibson and Uptown Deuce from the Huddle Sports Nation and all the people that, you know, call into this spot on a constant basis. We want to thank you for understanding. And so you guys, you know, calling in on Talk Shoe Radio, a vehicle that we haven't used since May. And I know there's a lot of confusion tonight for a lot of people that follow sports. So thank you guys for what you do for us on a constant basis. Our wonderful listeners, without them, we are nothing. There is no host, there is no producer, there is no sponsorship without our listenership. So guys, thank you for being so patient with us. Going back to the old PIN numbers of Talk Shoe Radio. It's not as convenient as Blog Talk Radio. And you still called in and gave great numbers tonight over there at the old medium. And now, Adam, I want to thank you so much for being you.
Man.
Thank you so much for you know, you are a movement. And your spirit in country music should be lauded and always appreciated. I love you. And nothing you can do
about
it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That means a lot, man. Thank you so much.
Into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast in Shrani for the class of 2019, the Jersey Jewel, Miss Jerry Petito, on her 42nd only syndicated station all-time connection record, and her personal best, 12th. Amazing. 12th consecutive record. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing right there. And the legend continues, you know, and I love the fact that, you know, we've got a chance to do this show with Jerry on this Saturday night and continue our legacy. Tomorrow night, we come back on. Serious time, right? News form. And you already know, you know, our young lady, Chinchilla, you know what I mean? You know, she's going to be, you know, with us. She's our news anchor every week, and she's doing an outstanding job for us here at Orny Dynasty. So tomorrow night, news form, 9:30 Eastern, standard time on these Orny stations. And, of course, Brother Nation is advertising to ONE, which is Oladeli and Goes the Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Goes the Prime Time on that, bednet.com. We're in Goes the Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladeli and Goes the Pinterest and Google Plus. Oladeli and Malay and Goes the Facebook, as well as our business page, The Jerry Petito Show, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Lay down and goes with my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladeli Malay Wangosi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. We're one of the few internet radio networks that stream to Armed Force Radio every single time we do a broadcast, as well as the broadcast tonight at Talk Shoe Radio. So, without further ado, thank you, Adam Warner. And now the time
thank
and the
you.
Floor is. Four, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Shrine for the class of 2019, the outstanding Jersey Jewel, Ms. Jerry Petito.
Well, I have a poem, of course, that I love to read at the end, and here we go. The Jerry Petito Show. Imagine that. I had 5 shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you, asking me to come along, something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise, with me, you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online, Talk Shoe Radio, make way. Once you get me started, I'll have a lot to say. Brother O informed me my shows are flying high. Now on Damon Network, Damon Looks will reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by my 5th one, owned by Barb and Steve. Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song Remember Then? This station is named after. Now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you. An award out of Germany. My achievements. It's true. You won't believe this. I swear to you it's true. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame, along with Brother O. Who knew? What a ride this really has been. Can't wait to hear Brother O and I win. But even if it don't happen, being nominated created clapping. Oh, my God, we got that call to tell us that we'd win. Brother O and I made it. We were inducted in. International Hall of Famers, forever enshrined will be. Internet DJ for Brother O, internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech. On behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reach. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy or learn how to live, just listen to me, then inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass, is the title of my book. So check it out. You won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info I sure do know. So tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.